finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party, 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 turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is November 22nd, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 136. What's happening, guys? Everyone who's here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right, there's only three kings.
That's right. Happy MST3K Turkey Day Marathon Day for me.
Yep, exactly.
That is correct, sir.
So most people are out eating their turkey dinner and stuff, still apparently, even though it's late here. But whatever. Remember, they're mingling.
People are gone out of my house by 8. I mean, seriously.
But we got the critical pillars, the three like tripod that it takes to hold up the podcast here.
Right.
So that's all we need, right?
The strongest structure is a triangle. So, you know.
Well, a robot triangle, maybe. But I'll take it, I guess. You guys appear huge on my screen, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Everyone's super weird. Huge. I'm just split half and half. I like it.
How was your Thanksgiving, Dave? What'd you do?
Just went over to Tiffany's uncle's house, and it was nice. It was pretty laid back, which was really fun. And there wasn't anything crazy that went on. It was just basically like eat some food, bullshit a little bit. And,
okay.
You know,
how many people were there?
One, two, three, us three. Parents, so 8.
Oh, so it's pretty small.
Yeah, it was nice though.
Okay.
And there was no drama, because sometimes there gets drama. Everyone wants to fight with each other and stuff like that. Sometimes it's annoying.
I never have that problem, really. It is a thing, right? But we never really run into that. I don't know why. I don't know. What about you, Dave, too? What'd you do?
So we host every year, so that way we don't have to travel.
You make other people out travel. Because
well,
fuck them.
Both sides of the family want to see us, so it's like, okay, well, instead of trying to go to two places and having two meals, you guys just come here. I cook a turkey. I make the potatoes. Everybody else brings something, and then we eat. And then I'll get tired, and I'll leave.
Okay. How many is everybody? Just like grandparents?
12. No, it was grandparents and siblings, and that was it. So,
did you have a brother that made an appearance today?
One brother made it. The other brother's in Atlanta, so he did not make it.
I invited that fucker over today. He never even got back to me. I was like, come over. Don't go to your brother's. Come over to my house. And he was like, I'm not even going to respond to you. What a dickhead. Yeah, it's too bad.
Oh, he was in Hotlanta. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what that
was. And what was the highlight dish? I know it's all good as a togetherness. It's all good, but what were you like? God damn, I was looking forward to this, and it was good, or I wasn't looking forward to this, but it was good.
We had some pretty standard stuff. It's like, you know, like turkey stuffing. I made mashed potatoes. There was green bean casserole.
Did anything stand out though? Where you're like, God damn, that was really good, or not
like,
really.
Tiffany's cousin's girlfriend made, she's from like Georgia or something, I think Georgia, but
the
she made macaroni and cheese.
Or the state or the country?
The state, yes.
Okay, she made mac and cheese?
And it was good, it was really good. It was like, it was classic like southern style mac and cheese where it was like pretty thick and like the noodles were thick and it wasn't like liquidy cheese, you know how mac and cheese sometimes it's kind of liquidy. It was like, it was kind of dry, but it was good.
Okay, so. Okay, what about you, Dave?
The turkey.
Don't
really
say good. The fucking turkey. I knew you were going to say the fucking turkey. Well, whatever I made was the best. Ryan, so, you know.
Hannah's sister did like a acorn squash in the crock pot. So it was cubed. It was very similar to sweet potatoes, but it was squash instead. That was really good.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. All right, well, what's going on today? What are we talking about? What do we have planned and all that jazz? I got a few things on my radar, but kind of jump in here as we go.
Not a ton. I mean, you know, because Disney is basically doing the thing that they do is take their their old movies, which were animated, and now make live-action slash CG versions of them. The trailer for The Lion King dropped today, and I'm just glad that they have James Earl Jones doing the exact same part.
So that teaser that was the same, it was shot for shot, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually, that they did it that way. I like that a lot. Yeah, we watched this, we watched it on the TV during the footballs, and Amy had a question. She's like, why are they doing this? And I was like, well, people like to see stuff, like, kind of real. And she's like, well, it's still animated. Well, it's technically correct. It is animated, right? But it's, like, good. It's, like, live-action animation, which is pretty awesome looking. So, I don't know. I think it's pretty neat. I liked it.
Yeah, so did I. And, it hits you, man. It's just like, that song just hits you. Always. It's just like, sun's coming up, and it's like, and you're like, whoa, shit, okay. Alrighty.
Well, it's iconic. I mean, it's one of those songs that as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh, damn, that's right. You know, and you forget how good it was, and then it comes on, and you're just like, got the tears going. You're like, so happy.
What year was the first movie?
That was when the Renaissance, so it's got to be like 95?
The Renaissance? Oh.
Yeah, basically, okay, because they had...
1595, or...?
No, because what they did is they had, like, the Disney Renaissance, where it was like... where, I guess, a guy came in and basically changed the way they make the movies. They said, like, we should make them like they do theatrical musicals, like, for like theater musicals are like, okay, we got to start off with this and basically do basic plot, like super simple plots, but mm-hmm. then have really catchy songs that everyone really likes, and that'll drive all of our sales. And this guy was just like some cool flamboyant gay guy from like the theater world, came in and said like, hey, we should do it like this. So then there was like, you get your Little Mermaid and your Aladdin and your Beauty and the Beast and the Lion King.
Okay,
94. Okay.
So, I mean, that's not bad. It's 25 years. Like, fuck, if any of our kids, well, this will be the first, basically. I mean, I don't know. If a show is, like, 20 years old, it's okay that you didn't see it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
So, like, I mean, I'm sure most of our kids saw the original because we grew up on it, so I'm sure we showed it to them. But I wouldn't, like, put it past a kid who's, like, 8 to not have ever seen that before.
Right. Yes. Exactly. If you have a different kind of parents, or just like,
yeah, like the poor kind, right?
No, because like, what was it? Tiffany was at work or something last night. Well, was at work last night? So it was me and Griff, and we were just doing stuff. And then The Matrix came on, and I was like, you know what? I love The Matrix. And then so we were doing something. He was playing, doing something. And he started sitting there. He's just sitting on my lap, and we're watching it. And man, did he get sucked into that movie! And it was just like, I think it was a combination of it looks super cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And like, and the music is really good. And it's like, it's rated R, but it's not super gory. It's like there's violence and stuff like that, but it's not super gory. We never got towards the end where there's a lot of gunfights and stuff like that. But sure. We got to like the training montages and stuff, and he's like was really enraptured by like seeing people do things that they never do and jump and be like cool. He's like, I was like, that's right, boy. This is what changed a lot of things in movies, where it's like...
Oh, yeah, that's just cool to watch, right? I don't care how old you are, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's just cool to watch.
All right, yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And on a second Disney thing is... So we know that James Gunn ain't coming back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but they have a guy that they're looking at, and he has not directed a single live action movie.
Who's
he
the
basically
guy?
Only does like the he's basically been a lead animator and on those like Coraline and like Kubo and the Two Strings and the Box Trolls and Paranormal Norman. Basically he is that guy. He's basically works at stop motion animation and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that is the guy. But his big claim now is because they have seen he directed Bumblebee, and they've seen like it's like they're saying like it's really positive, like what they've seen from it, because it's not Transformers. it's Bumblebee, but it's funny, and it's got, I guess it's got the right tone for what they think Guardians of the Galaxy needs, where it's a lot of like pop culture references built into what you know, what they kind of want.
Okay.
So yeah, and I guess he's not old at all. He's like pretty young guy. So hopefully, and I think they can control him.
Yeah. You want to get in on the Disney giant? Here, let me control you. You do this.
Alright. Whatever. So. That's one of those ones that I always thought, I thought was weird when they fired him. I mean, anyways. Yeah. There's a few of them that I was like, god damn. Yeah. I think that people are just being ridiculous. Okay, so we'll see. Do you think of the, I mean, if Disney's kind of, I mean, Disney / Marvel is, I wonder if it's going to be kind of like basically like TV shows where it doesn't matter who the director is, the feel and the tone is all the same. So it doesn't really matter at the end. It's, you know, the fucking EPs or whatever. The, yeah, they're the ones that do most of the work anyways.
Right.
Huh.
And, all right, what do I got here too? Okay. But then now, splitting back onto Marvel, they have they've adjusted the timeline because of Spider-Man Homecoming and stuff like that, up to when things took place. So, like, even though like Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok, Infinity War, and stuff like that came out in the 2018, it actually takes place in 2017. Basically, because they never set a date in there and stuff like that. And so basically they move things around, and the only thing that they have to adjust, they say, is the part at the beginning of Spider-Man Homecoming where it says 8 years later. And they said that's the only thing that messes things up is because it gives you a definitive time in the future. So
I wonder why they even said that. Why didn't they just say like a few years later or something like that?
Right. I don't know. Yes. So technically, yeah. You know, it takes place in 2016 is when Spider-Man Homecoming does. So they've basically gone and reordered things slightly to make things work.
Because Avengers, the first Avengers was 2010?
It's taking place in 2012.
Right.
Okay.
So, but yeah, the first one, basically the only time I get the timeline gets a little screwed up from what we is towards the end is 2015, 2016, 2017 is when they push things from the release date is actually not when the thing took place.
Right. That's interesting. Okay. Okay. Hey, RT joined. Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Look at this.
I've seen this guy in a coon's age.
Right. Oh, holy shit. Is Canada okay?
They seem like they're all right.
Oh, Canada.
But, yeah. So I thought that was interesting that they reorganized stuff because if nerds aren't one thing, it's like they like to be organized.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Like to have definitive things in certain spots. They like to take things, put them in boxes to make sure that they go in a certain order.
And I think we actually mentioned it like when we reviewed Spider-Man because that 8 years feels weird and jarring between... Because it's because when they're doing... They basically Vulture, right? He's doing shit, and then it says 8 years later, and then... Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Huh. That's cool. Whatever. It works.
Right.
Ryan, you weren't here. How was your turkey, man? What'd you do today?
It was good. We kind of just hung out, ate food, then ate more food and hung out more.
Where at?
We were at my mom's house.
Not in Maple Grove.
In Maple Grove.
The new part of Maple Grove, not the old part of Maple Grove.
Yes. Fancy new Maple Grove.
How is your mom doing?
She's doing pretty good. She actually had chemo today, but she was still pretty full of energy. Well, it's all relative, but she was good all day, hanging out and...
Okay.
Good.
How many people about at your turkey dinner?
Oh, we had a lot. Because we had, let's see.
Carry the one. Multiply by three.
I think we got like 19 people.
19? All right, so you take the turkey pie for how much, for the winniest. Was your sister there?
I don't want to talk about it. I know where you're going with this.
Why don't you want to talk about your sister?
I just asked if she was there. Jesus Christ.
Chris is
be nice
Chris.
To your sister.
Yeah, come on, man.
What dish or did something surprise you as being significantly good, or what was the best part that you ate and you're like, this was delicious, or I really appreciated this part?
We had a lot of staples. It was all really good. I think I always really like stuffing. But it wasn't like it was like surprise stuffing. It was more like stuffing is the fucking best.
Yeah.
And then we also had some green bean casserole that was hitting the spot today.
Interesting. Okay.
I also had like my sister, who may or may not have been there, as a boyfriend. Like,
whoa, hold up, who?
Yeah.
Nick, he smoked some turkey, so he has a smoker. He had that set up, and the smoked turkey was really good.
Okay. He was invited to a family Thanksgiving, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, he knows marijuana is still illegal, right?
Yeah, he should smoke. Is he a cop? He's dating a cop.
He was smoking hickory smoke.
Is that what those kids? Mm-hmm.
That's what the kids call today. Yeah.
I'm gonna go and I got a hickory smoke this thing.
Okay. So, did any of you have ham?
No.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, because fuck ham, right? Who the fuck eats ham? No, fuck ham. That's all I got to say on that. Okay.
All right. Ham's all right. We usually have it on Christmas.
Christmas, Easter.
Christmas is our time where we just go like, eh, fuck it, let's do whatever we want.
Pretty much.
Sometimes you go like, hey, let's have a lasagna. You're like, let's have some steaks.
Mm-hmm. Christmas fettuccine.
That's bullshit. That's cool. Let's stick on movies for just a little bit. What opened tonight? Something opened yesterday, today. What opened today? What's the movie people go see?
Let's see. That's the Bow and Arrow movie.
Oh, Bow and Arrow movie. Archer. Or Arrow the movie, yeah.
Right. And then Ralph Breaks the Internet as well.
Gotcha. Nobody went and saw a movie, I take it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Alright.
What's the Bow and Arrow one?
I don't know. Robin Hood? Remember that one
where it's like the
cool Robin Hood.
Yeah, he looks like a crusader that shoots arrows and goes home and just fights and does awesome stuff, Robin Hood.
And they show training, actually, it looked like. I mean, like, it shows, like, where it, in the past, I've always got the impression, like, oh, like, he's just, like, naturally awesome at shooting shit. Great. Where this one was more like, he earned it. I like it when they earn it.
That's what he said.
I like it when they earn it.
That's neat. Okay. So let's talk DM's Guild. As you know, we are our modules are up on the DM's Guild now. We're pretty proud of that. We have 4, 8, 10, 15 sales to date. That's pretty freaking good.
It's only
been up for like a week or so. You could just click on the affiliate link and get it for free, but people seem to want to give us 99 cents for it, which I'm happy
for. We appreciate that for all listeners.
I think it's the new title color, you know, where
could
I change them.
Could be. Definitely.
No, actually, but I do think the full page art does make them more instantly, like, visibly attractive.
Yep, me
you know,
too.
Like, that's how people, like, shop, right? You go, like, ooh, like, colors, you know, like, shapes.
Yep, no, you're right. And that's why I wanted to try it. I was like, look, these ones are more impressive because they're, like, full art, woo, and stuff like that, so.
It looks more like a book or something. Like, that's how books typically look.
Yeah, buy a book.
It's true. Steam sale. Steam autumn sale is going on. Anybody going to pick anything up that looks interesting?
Oh, God. I just like when you get the email that says, like, 18 of these things is on sale. And I'm like, motherfucker, really?
I ain't got time to fucking do 18 things.
The Pathfinder game was on sale, though.
Oh, really? It's a really fun game.
I know. And it's like...
It takes up a lot of time, though, right? That's the problem.
And I know I'm going to, like... I don't feel like I'm getting towards the end, but I feel I'm on the downward... Where, you know, you can feel games, you kind of feel like you're on the downward slope of a game. And I definitely feel like I'm past the midway point on Red Dead. So, like, I will need something to play, because... And, I mean, you say it's fun. And
what's what's the biggest thing on your wish list that's on sale? The biggest percentage-wise, if you're around there. I'll find mine here. Ooh, I got one Ryan would probably like. 70% off reassembly.
Oh, did I buy that?
I think so.
Where I bought that.
Yeah. I also got 70% off This War of Mine, which I hear is really a fucking fun game. Oh, but shit. It's kind of sad, so I don't want to play it.
85% off Just Cause 3. Was $30, now it's $4.49.
That's not bad. That's some good value, even if you never play
it's
it.
It's super good value, yeah.
Let's see. Pull up my list here.
Yeah, Pathfinder Kingmaker is $32. $31.99, 20% off already.
Oh, interesting. It is launching for... I did see that they are launching for the consoles very soon here as well, so...
Tomb Raider 85% off is my number one percent off.
Tomb Raider right now? The number one?
No, like old Tomb Raider.
Oh, like the old one?
Yes. The original, which I probably won't buy because it seems too old. But I put it on my wish list at some point. And then I got a bunch of 75% off. Borderlands 2, we talked about that in the past. Yeah, pulled the trigger. It's a maybe.
I wish you could search by most off.
You can. How? Well, I went to my wish list.
Oh no! I'm talking about like in the world, in like just, the older games,
just in the store in general.
Yeah,
you may be able to. I don't know about that. But yeah, I went to wish list and sorted. There's a bunch of games I'm not too sure about. I was like, what was I drinking when I decided to put that on my wish list?
Yeah, there's a lot that like I put on my wish list and it's like 70% off, and I'm like, $6 is still too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've my biggest 75% off for Total War Warhammer.
Okay. Mm. That was a fun game. It its limitations, but it was a fun game.
I kind of, you know, I always have to remind myself to go click on my library.
To make sure you don't already
you know, the games I've already bought.
I know.
And then, I go like, oh, yeah, these are cool games. That's why I bought them, and I've never played it yet.
I just like when you get, like, the last three or four. Actually, I think I should go with the last, probably, like, 10. It goes, like, 0.0% hours played or whatever. 0 hours played.
Yeah, that's why I sort mine by name. That way I don't gotta worry about that.
That's so funny though.
Yeah, it does make me sad when I click on it when it says like 2 hours played. I'm like, ooh, that means I gave it a shot for a little bit and I stopped playing it forever.
You should see if Shadow Tactics Blades of the Shogun's on sale because that game's fun. I should play that again because that game's fun. And when I saw the new Fallout's coming out, like, that's, like, in all the ads for, you know, Black Friday, and I thought to myself, I wonder if that's going to be a good game, but I almost feel like I can't buy it since I never finished the last one. I, like, didn't even fucking come close.
Yeah, I know. And it has gotten some not so
pretty bad
reviews. Because what it is, yeah, it's basically, it says that it's, you're like from the vault. You know, all the vaults are always supposed to be screwed up. Like, oh, it's like, oh, they're all experiments. But this is like the first vault that opens, and this is the one where it's like, this is actually the cream of the crop of humanity, and we want you to survive. So when you leave, basically there's no other humans out that survive, except for like the very small groups that somehow survived the apocalypse. So you are like the cream of the crop, rise to the top. Kind of guys. Yeah, I was gonna do a little bit of rapping, but you know,
you decided that's enough.
I decided against it. But I guess it's multiplayer where it's like when you populate your zone, it's like there's 24 people on a server, and then you can run around and you're running around building your base and stuff like that. And you can cooperate with each other and your friends, but your whole job is to try and find like the keys to a nuke and nuke the other people who are. So
what? Why?
I don't know. It's competitive.
It's so huge. There's only you can only have 24 other people on there with you. I mean, correct. It's not like No Man's Sky. You can't run into anybody, but
I wonder,
it's just so limited.
I wonder if that's like a server issue where they're like, we don't want fucking lag up the ass, so. You can only interact with up to 24 people. That just helps us not have to worry about that shit.
I it's got to be something like that. Huh. And
or something breaks. They found out something breaks in the game.
And the thing is, it's a Bethesda game, so it's fucking got its jank to it. It's got a I mean, you have a giant world like that where you can pick up anything and throw anything and do all kinds of crazy-ass shit. It's like, you get some jank to it. Like they just have, like, guys, like, coming at you in T-poses, you know, the classic, it's like, because there's, like, the animation didn't come in, and it's like, they're just like,
floating at you.
Dude, yeah. But
that'd be sweet.
And there's no, and they're, like, I guess it's just not, quests aren't, like, there's basic quests, you know, go here, do this, go this, unlock this, stuff like that, but they don't, the side quests were the really fun part, where you, like, oh, cool, why is this guy over here, and have his little thing, he's like, oh, cool, like, these super mutants stole my stuff, can you go kill them and get my stuff back and bring it back to me? And then you find out, like, he's the bad guy the whole time, you know, like, and he was actually, like, just doing, you basically, he tricked you into doing bad things, because, and stuff like that. Now, those are fun, like, the side quests were really interesting and fun, but, yeah, I guess it doesn't have any of that shit in it, because it's multiplayer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean,
there's still a lot of bugs, too.
And I accept a little bit, it's just when it gets over the ridiculous amount that you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I really like a developer that continues working on those bugs. That kind of shows me how much they care about the game. And how much I care about their further releases.
Right. These guys have a pretty good reputation. So, like, I don't know. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, maybe people will like it, but I do think the competitive multiplayer, like, ultimate goal seems sort of goofy.
Yeah.
That's it. Turn off for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because that Pathfinder game, they release updates about every week and a half, working on mostly bugs, but also some other kind of, like, oh shit, we forgot to do this with the rules, and now we will do this because we just forgot to implement them. And that's cool. That shows that they're willing to kind of sit there and work on their shit that they got wrong. Speaking of patches and shit, Ryan, did you see a fucking update to Slay the Spire?
No.
You can slay the Spire. You can actually fight the heart now.
Really?
Yes.
You still always lose, or?
No, you can beat it. But you have to be on Ascension 16. You have to get to, like, the 55th floor, and then it's got 300 hit points and does a shitload of damage to you and stuff. It's pretty cool, actually.
And people, I'm sure, have beat it already.
I haven't seen anybody beat it, but I'm sure I could find a video if I looked, yeah.
But you said Ascension 16? Like, even that's pretty freaking
that
ridiculous.
That takes a long time and a lot of work to get to Ascension 16.
That's actually kind of cool. Like, they basically gave it an end. They said, like, look, if you want to beat the game, you can. You just have to, like, beat the game really hard.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, the Slay the Spire is it's designed to be played in, like, I don't know, an hour, or if you're Ryan, like, 8 days. But it's supposed to be able to get done pretty quick, like runs. You do runs, you have fun, you build your deck, you do different things. But when you get to the end, you always win, but you always die. Like, you're like, oh, that's as far as I can go, and then the spire kills you. But then that's your run, you start over. So, and then ascensions are basically, you do that, and you keep getting harder and harder and harder. Think of, like, kind of like, what was the Diablo one? Remember Diablo had, like, as you got harder, I don't remember what it was called, but, like, not Prestige. I don't, maybe it was Prestige. I don't remember. But anyways, there's 16 levels of that, and they do get pretty ridiculously hard. So it's kind of neat that they added a little bit something.
That is cool. Really cool. I look forward to seeing people posting on Reddit that they beat that shit.
So, like, I don't know why I just happened upon it. It's like, on Reddit, basically they have a subreddit called Roast Me. It's basically, just says, like, hey, like, it's like I got ADHD and recently got hospitalized. Roast me. And it's people are just, it's the internet doing exactly what the internet does. It's,
Wait. So do people give them, like, a setup? Like, I'm a guy that likes fucking, yep. I'm a Twinkie or a Brownie or whatever those things are called.
Yeah. It says, like, this guy is, like, there's a picture one that says, like, I have ADHD and recently got hospitalized for it. And people just start just going at them. It's so weird because it's like, you know, they're really trying to be mean, but then it's like the shit they come up with is really, really funny. Just... Huh. So if you happen to, you can just go down there and you can read Like, this one, it's like some girl, it's like, I'm a 23-year-old graphic designer and a single parent, also a vegan. Do your worst. And it's just like, too bad that you, too bad your child has to wait to walk out on you, too. it's just like, it's so fucking great. It's so mean, because it's like, if you're going into it knowing that people are going to be mean to you, I think you could probably laugh at it a lot more.
Yeah. Most I wonder can. If people use it as weapons. It's like, I play D&D every Tuesday. My name is Dave. I'm right. good at art. Roast me. And then, like, then you could use it against someone. Like, you could aim it at people and pretend
right.
to that.
Yes.
That'd be cold-hearted.
But it's just... It's so funny, man. And, like, I guess the new meme that's going around is, like, about anti-vaxxing kids and stuff like that when they get to be 3 years old and their parent, and they're like, hey, Mom, I'm 3 years old. I made it to 3 years old and stuff like that. And she's like, not yet. And it'll be like, because it's like kids die a lot when they're 3 years old, I guess, for anti-vaxxing.
Oh, if they don't vaccinate?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. That's a...
Yeah, it's just a dank meme. As Reddit
it's pretty,
is, as,
it's pretty dank. It is
pretty. It's pretty dank. But so, and I put up a video of a guy, Ryan. You should be happy. This Guinness World Record, walking on Legos World Record.
What do you mean? Like how long you walk on it, or how many, or what's the record actually entail?
Basically, you can watch the guy walked on barefoot on Lego pieces. For 2,737 feet.
They showed his feet. They showed his feet right away, kind of. Oh, shit. Oh,
did they get fucked up?
Yeah.
Is there blood? I might not look.
It's not as bad as you might think. I mean, but they're all the same. They're all fucking squares. Come on. You gotta, like, throw some variety there. They're all red squares.
Everyone's like, red bricks so you can't see the blood.
I think it's crazy they made a world record like that. Oh, man.
His feet are all
bad. What a weird world record.
I know, right? Like, it seems like as long as you have a theory and you submit it, you probably got to pay to submit it or something. Oh, shit, look out! Oh, shit, Ryan, look out! Ryan, look what? Out!
Door's open.
Door's open? He almost got jacked.
Fucking, you don't ever hear those Canadians sneak up.
I hear they're the stealthiest of North Americans. What? Oh no, that didn't work. Damn. Okay.
Oh, Ryan, I was gonna say, man, well done, man. That was some good. Oh, he can't even hear me because he's talking to Amber.
He's too busy talking to wannabe Canadians. Amber's kind of small. You ever guys ever notice that? What is she like? 5'1"?
I don't know. She's like 4'9".
4'9".
Dwarf.
She's a midget.
What's the cutoff?
I think it's got to be like 4'10" or something like that.
I just noticed because she walked by that mannequin and the mannequin was taller than her.
That's not actually true, but that is funny.
Yes. In men and women, the sole requirement for being considered a dwarf is having adult height under 147 centimeters or 4'10".
She's got to be close, actually.
Yeah, you can get some disability, some government cheddar. Tell her
but
to shrink.
No, Ryan, well done. I liked your story. It was good. I did see that you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder trying to name all the kids the same letter.
Oh, did you do that too? I may have.
Oh, you must not have read him.
Did you do that too?
I read them. I may have not. Like, I read it actually. Like, you were ahead of me by quite a bit, right? Was that like a week ago? And I didn't remember the names of all the siblings. I didn't. So, that was a good move. I didn't intend to steal.
What
it,
are
but,
you guys talking about?
Double high five!
Did you see Ryan's story?
I did, but we also have listeners who have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
They'll figure it out.
So, basically, we're making new characters for our campaign setting, but we're changing the timeline a little bit. We're a prequel, which Chris doesn't necessarily like prequels.
No, I don't.
We're making a prequel, so it takes 1,500 years earlier than the game that we're finishing or playing now. So we're making up characters, and we're writing rather decently in-depth backstories.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's kind of a big deal. I don't know what week we're on, but I think it's probably like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So you, I mean, true, it's once a week, you know, maybe, you know, 40 weeks a year or something like that. Not even. But still, it's actual time is that you spend a long time with these characters. You don't really make characters that often. Like, people don't die that much unless you're Ryan and Dave's game. But so you stay with those characters for a long time. So it's actually kind of a big thing to make a new character. Which is, I never really thought about before, but when you're talking about, like, oh, I've been with this character for 3 years now, you're like, shit, that's older than my kids.
Right? It's true.
Yeah, and I think that's why people actually, the longer ones, you have affinity for them, and you remember them, and you're like, oh, that's a part of me now. That guy is now forever immortalized. That's why everybody loves Spivey, because he's a fucking asshole that makes his hair long.
That is not the truth. Spivey is an awesome guy.
So yes, people are making backgrounds and stuff, which is kind of neat. So, good job.
Yeah, like Lethargo, when he got his memory taken away from him, so he had to be a fighter instead. He's like, I can't be a wizard. My brain doesn't work that way.
Shit happens.
But then he made his sword. So that was pretty good.
Which, yeah. By the way, kind of it scratches that itch when you're playing that Pathfinder Kingmaker game, because you can make characters, and you're like, shit, I'm making characters, and I get to play with them kind of quickly and get them up to a few levels, and, you know.
So, Ryan, if you had not made your backstory... on Tuesday, we went through a random backstory generator.
Oh, yeah, we made one for you. Don't worry, we made it for you.
The guy was like the most basic, boring-ass guy. It's like,
was it like a tool or something? An online tool? Or was
it's in the
book. One of the books.
One of the books has it.
Yeah. Like, your parents, and you have like 8 siblings, and you all know them, and you have like a very basic, boring-ass life. It was really...
grew up in a modest household.
It was. Yeah, super modest.
Like D20, and I rolled like a 10 every time.
Basically, they're like, "Oh, you had a good relationship with your dad, and a pretty good relationship with your mom, and things were going well. Oh, and then when you were 23, you were falsely accused of like not even something cool, it was like embezzlement or something.
It was fraud.
Fraud or something. So you had to like leave your home. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I did think about it, and like my character's name starts with an A. Ryan's character's name starts with a B. Dave's character's name starts with a C.
Oh,
and cool. Adam's name is named after the norovirus.
Is that actually true? No, Adam hasn't shared yet.
No, we were here last week.
Oh, and he worked on his character last week.
He did. His name is Norwalk. What's the last fucking name?
Copper Kettle.
Okay. I still need to work on a last name. I had a couple things that were...
He's like a halfling something, a halfling sorcerer or something?
I don't remember.
Wild sorcerer.
Wild sorcerer, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. But yeah, it was funny. It was all like, getting Norwalk. But yes, all we did was make characters over and over again.
Yep. That's
cool. That night.
I made a fun one. I got one ready for the next time I ever play. it's Thanksgiving. You can't have Thanksgiving without talking about Black Friday sales. Who's going fucking shopping in a few hours? Or are we already too late at this point? Probably already too late.
JCPenney opened at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
What the fuck? 2 p.m.? Oh my god!
I know, it's like the middle of the day.
But maybe one of your wives will go or something. You guys probably won't go, but. Maybe you'll do some online shopping, but is there anything like you're like, wow, I could really use that, and if it's a Black Friday sale and it's like 80% off, maybe I would buy it. Like, what are you looking for in your life? Or anything out there that seems cool to you? Any deals that you're like, man, that's a good idea?
I'm definitely going.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, but I might not go like right away, and I might not go to any particular store, but I need some pulleys. It's quite simple. I need 4 pulleys, and I need to buy them. At a store, so I'm gonna go, and it's Black Friday. So what? Maybe they have pulleys on sale.
But you're not gonna go like stand in line for your 4 pulleys, right?
No, hell no. I don't got like there's no like special pulleys 50% off deal. This is simply I need pulleys.
Sure, but let's say you went to like I don't know a sports store to get a pulley, and you happen to get there at like 9 a.m. and there's like a million people standing in line. You're gonna be like, God damn it! I just want a fucking pulley.
Oh yeah, I'm open. I'm gonna like find a time that's not the right at the beginning, like sort of when things hopefully are cooled down. Go to the store and like hope I can get out in reasonable time.
Okay, Amy's going.
But I do hope I get a Black Friday deal. Like it could happen that I get a sale. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that would be cool.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, Amy's going. She was going to go with me, but I told her I got to work tomorrow, so she's going to go with her dad and take the babies later on. And
wait, is that true? Or did yeah, kind of well, like, I told her I have to work.
Well, no, she just kind of assumed that I didn't work tomorrow because she works for the state and her dad works for the state, so a lot of times she thinks I have days off that, like, normal people don't.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to work tomorrow.
It will give me a good time to do any Black Friday sales, which online. I'm sorry, Black Friday online, or those are sometimes Cyber Monday. Whatever, I can look online for the shit I need. So there you go.
Cool. Like what? You got anything on your list?
I have a big list, actually, because it's all for the shed, and I had some fucking amazing shed thoughts the other night. I don't know if it's possible, but I had some really good shed thoughts. Would you like me to share my shed thoughts?
Yes, tell us more.
Okay, so I know you can hook shit up to the internet, right? So you can basically control it from the internet or from your apps on your phone and stuff. I would love to be able to do that with, like, the heaters. And, like, so, you know, basically you can turn it on and 10 minutes later, it's good. I'd like to get, like, a keypad entry. So, boop, 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 then the door opens so people can just do the normal keypad entry. I think that'd be pretty neat. We're going to have the TV up there. We're going to have the stereo and stuff. I would love to put, like, a couple cameras in there with a shitty kind of laptop attached to the wall and a screen attached to that so you could stream fucking workouts and shit and respond. Oh, my God. There's so much I'm thinking of. I can't even stop. It's amazing.
That last one's kind of weird.
No, it's awesome. You need speakers or microphones a few places. Basically, the reverse glory hole will be televised.
Oh, my. That actually might make money. All right, I'm cool with that.
So there's a lot of little things like that, and I don't know. I don't even know if they exist or if I could find them, but I think it would be cool to do.
So, because the cameras are just inside cameras, right?
Yeah, but they need to be able to be hooked up to in multiple cameras to a computer, because sometimes that's hard. Sometimes one wants to take priority over the other, and you have to get specific ones, otherwise they don't work properly. I don't know if you remember when we tried streaming downstairs in the Situation Room. Like, one camera would take over all the time. You couldn't have... it was really hard to have multiple cameras. Sometimes you could get two, but you definitely couldn't get three. So, things like that.
Yeah, I bet you they've come a long way.
Maybe. It's only been a few years.
Yeah, but technology has come pretty good. Like, especially in the art of... cameras for your house that you can look on, like, the internet with.
That's true. Yeah. But then, yeah, that is true. I did see a few places like that where they're like, it's personal security. There's three rooms that you can share, and then you could watch it on the internet, and you could just stream that. But then you need some, like, microphones in the walls and stuff. Oh, it would take a long time. Just, I don't know if I'll have time to design it. And
well, you have to have feasible. The microphone come down from the ceiling, so when people are fighting,
you ready?
That's a good idea. In this corner, weighing in at a slim trim, 98 pounds.
That'd be really small.
Yeah, that's why I said slim and trim. All right, there's some interesting things. But, yeah, it's like, in most of the stuff, if not, you can just throw those smart sockets in. And those are on Amazon for $5 right now.
Oh, that's cool. And then,
so they connect to Alexa or Google Home. They're on Amazon, so they're wanting you to hook them up to Alexa. But, yes, so then you can turn on that specific, like, you can make basically whatever plug-in you plug in, you could have whatever's plugged into that go on.
Right, so that's just basic kind of on-off stuff.
Yep.
That's still pretty neat. What do those look like? Are they do they plug into a normal jack, or do they actually take the space of a normal jack, or what?
They plug into the jack.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, so you could do that with a normal, like, heater. You could just plug it into the fucking jack and then put that jack on, so you don't even really need that much. See, that makes that part easier. And then I know you. I did see it in the paper, but I know you mentioned, Dave, that they had a pretty good projector. Maybe I just want to go back to the projector route.
Yeah, projectors at Walmart. At Walmart, they were $49.99, and I mean, it's like a middle of the road one. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
Well, what is it? Does it 1080p or something? Or?
Yeah, 1080p.
That's all I need.
Like, everything is pretty much 1080p now.
Yeah, so
that's pretty good 1080p. I mean, is it? The thing about projectors is if they get, if you look washed out or not, I think is the biggest thing.
Sure.
But I'm guessing like all the good ones, or all, most of them are probably pretty good these days. You probably need a screen too to make it, or some white surface to project on.
Right, which as right. we build the walls out, that could very easily just be done, right? As you build the wall, yeah. like this is sure. the surface area for the screen kind of a thing.
Right. That's true.
So yeah, I need a lot of stuff. I just don't know what I need. I don't think I'll know what I need in time.
That's tricky.
I should have been thinking about this, but I just had an idea last night. I was like, oh, it'd be cool to do that, and I could do this, you could do that and this, it'd be sweet to do this.
Maybe I'll keep an eye out when I go to Home Depot to get my pulleys to see if anything pops up as like super shed worthy, you know what I mean, as yes. an on sale.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cool. You need pulleys? Pulleys are pretty great. They make things easier to lift things and shit like that.
I wish I needed a pulley. I wish I could think of a good reason for to use a pulley.
Do you need a lever? Do you need any basic machines, you know, for mechanical advantage? I can help you.
I don't know. Do I?
Probably not.
I wish I did. Yeah. Have you guys each have you guys have an Echo, right? Amazon Echo?
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
No.
I thought you did.
It might be
Dave.
A dot or an Echo. It's hard, how do you tell the difference?
The Echo's the big one. The dot's the small one.
The big one. Yep. And the dot's the small one. Yep.
I got the dot.
Oh, you're not going to help me then. What do you think of the sound quality of the Echo?
I think it's good.
I think it is too, but is it not good enough?
Like, what are we trying? Like, what is good enough? Like,
I don't know. Like, it's good, but is like a good like stereo system better?
Oh, it'll always be. Multiple speakers and all that stuff will always be better.
But is it better to a degree that it doesn't matter? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Because we are not audiophiles. And
exactly.
Hear, like the various, like, be like, oh, listen to that. Do you hear that fucking low-end bass, that fucking 8, that 8 hertz? You hear that 8 hertz right
no,
there?
No,
you're like, no, I can't tell the fucking difference. No. Like, you probably, if someone had a really good setup and then you went there and, like, listened to something and they said, like, check this out and then listen to this other thing, you'd probably be like, oh, cool, I can tell the difference there because they set it up to be able to tell the difference. But I don't think the difference between that and that is going from, like, when you first watch something in HD versus standard and you're just like, what the fuck? I've
yes.
been watching with Vaseline on my eyes.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, because I don't know shit about audio. And I'm like, I wonder what the actual difference is. Because Black Friday is a time where they also put a lot of like speaker systems on sale, right? And if you're going to put some sort of speaker system in the walls or whatever, it would be good to kind of look at that stuff. I don't know what the fuck I need, though. So.
And I was looking at it, and it's like, I think I would get a sound bar where it's like the one speaker in the center channel in the middle, the two are all in the thing, and then you can have... you could add Bluetooth speakers to that thing later. Mm.
Okay.
Ryan, I'm gonna order these pulleys for $290-$295 and have them sent to your house so you don't have to leave.
What kind? They gotta be the proper ones. They gotta be.
They're inch and a quarter.
The hanging one with swivels or non swivels.
Yep. They're hanging with swivels.
I need something else. Sorry.
Ooh.
It's not quite there. And besides. Jeez. But I do like stuff coming to my house. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty awesome to have stuff delivered. I bought half of them online.
Oh. You should buy them online. And did you get the right rope? Because you're going to need the proper rope.
I got rope. I think I'm good on rope. I think I'm good on rope.
That's tested to the appropriate weight, though.
I did the math. I think we're good on the rope.
So what is this going to come down to? Like, what do you think this is going to cost you total?
I think it's... If I exclude, like, tools that I've purchased...
Yep.
Because, you know, those are, like, helpful things anyways. I would say probably, like, 70, if I had to guess. Maybe.
$70?
Yeah.
Okay, now put a dollar amount on your hours of thought and multiply that by tell me how much it actually cost.
Well, then it'd be super damn expensive. But the thing is, I have enjoyed.
I know. I'm just fucking with
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta give you Chris a little credit on that, and that like your shed building enterprise, you know, made me think I can build shit.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is tools and wood. And time, which I slowly gathered. And then,
because how much is kind of fun to do stuff. How much does your canoe weigh?
Definitely.
It's pretty heavy, actually. It's like 150 pounds, I'd say, 140 pounds.
Because
it's a heavy one.
All right, because I found a thing that could pick up 100 pounds, and it was like $28.
Yeah, they have those like kayak lifts that are pre-made. Those are pretty nice, but they seem unsafe for like heavy ass canoe.
So I do appreciate that you're doing this and everything, but it seems pretty analog for you. Why isn't there like a robot that just like and it lifts it up for you and just?
I maybe round two. I don't know.
That's, all right, you start simple. I understand. I got you.
That's pretty funny though.
Okay. Yeah, you know what kind of annoyed me? It was like, I've been looking, you know, my next purchase is insulation and sheetrock. And I'm like, God damn, it would be nice if they had some sort of Black Friday sale for insulation and sheetrock. They do not. they're like not even anything about that. That the margins on that stuff must be pretty small to begin with or something, because those things never really go on sale. It's weird.
And it probably doesn't follow like the retail holiday schedule. It's like more like, I need insulation. Period. You know, like that's when you buy it, not because, oh, I'm excited, I want to buy it, and it's time I buy shit. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
It's not a what do you call it? An impulse purchase. Let's get the sheetrock.
It would be funny if they had construction Black Friday.
It would be.
Or just like, because then all of a sudden they're like, oh shit. Boom! Oh, shingles are on sale, motherfucker. Just like, I gotta buy a shit ton of those. Gotta buy 2x4s. Oh, 2x4s or buy 2 get 1 free.
Yeah, you imagine all the professionals would just like people they'd be
would
out of stock.
Like the construction industry would be like build, and then all of a sudden be like buy, boom, because
I just googled construction Black Friday. It does not exist.
Well, guess what? We're starting that shit. Construction Black Friday.
I did.
Maybe there's some.
What's that?
Sorry, I was gonna say maybe there's something like I saw that. Ace Hardware had a deal. It's basically your first item is 50% off. So it's not like it's particularly aimed at construction, but perhaps there's some place that has a similar, you know, buy something and we give you a deal, and you can buy. And then they'll be like, we didn't think anybody would buy this, but okay.
There are a lot of tools on sale, right? I mean, tools. This is big time for fucking buying dad's tools and shit for Christmas. But and what I've noticed is looking at prices, like none of the prices come close to like a wholesale place where you can go get wholesale insulation or stuff like that. It's just so much cheaper. Or finding the place on Craigslist where like, we pulled all this insulation out of a house. It's still fucking insulation. It's still good. It's super cheap.
Right. Do they have that?
That is a thing. Yeah.
I suppose they got to get rid of it.
Yeah, and it's not like it goes, unless it gets wet, it doesn't go bad. It's just it's insulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish Adam was here because there was basically in the Washington Post there was a man hurled racial slurs and a punch at a FedEx driver, and then the FedEx driver punched back and he died.
Wait,
which one?
Which one?
Like the guy who's hurling the racist slurs at a FedEx driver. They threw a punch at the guy. The guy went like pow, and the guy died. And so now the basic meme is basically, damn, he sent him to God. Same day shipping.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeez. That is a dank meme.
There's some, like, what? Okay, so there's two scenarios going through my mind. Like, there's, like, some douchebag frat guy who's like, we're going to throw in racial insults, and then he gets killed. Or there's, like, an 85-year-old guy going, get off my lawn, you blah, 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 blah. And then he tries to punch him, but he's 85, and then the other guy hits him. Like, there's two very different things going on there.
Yeah.
All right. Timothy Warren was driving his FedEx truck through a verdant neighborhood. Ooh, nice word there. In Portland, Oregon, when a man who would soon kill screamed that Warren was driving too fast. He stopped the truck.
Oh, that's different. Okay. See, this is all, there's so many sides to this. Like, I've yelled at people for going too fast.
Joseph Magnuson that day in late September, so it was in September, that he just wanted to get work done with his work. Magnuson unrelenting and hurled numerous aggressive insults and racial slurs at him. That was something Warren, who's black, could not abide. He stepped out of his truck and both men yelled at each other. Magnuson took a swing. Warren swung back, connecting a blow with Magnuson's left eye that sent him tumbling to the ground. Magnuson, 55, briefly lost consciousness and then died later that evening.
Yeah. See, that's...
Prosecutors will not charge him. Warren, the guy who punched him, is 41.
Right. Oh, okay. So it's not a huge difference. But I that is... I don't think anyone is super. You shouldn't be racist. That's as much as I'll say about that. But I don't think any other things should happen there, other than the fact that the guy was racist.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't punch a dude like really hard.
Well, a guy swung at him. He was defending himself right. by punching back.
He stopped. He was getting yelled at. He stopped. He got out to confront the guy.
Okay, so let's put it this way. Let's say you're driving along. You're okay. Feel like you're Adam. All right. You're driving along in the neighborhood. You want to get done fast. So some guy comes running over and yells at you. You stop and you're like, "Fuck, God, this guy's got my license. He might call FedEx. He might get me fired. I should go explain it to him." Hey, you slow down. I'm sorry, man. It's just I want to get done quick, all right? Whatever, you fag. Hey, I'm not a fag. Fuck you. Oh, no, you're a fag. Blah, blah, blah. Punch. Punch. You know, I don't think there was a lot
of... No, there's a point there where you're an adult. I'm not saying they're clearly both, like...
They're both to fault.
Well, not both.
I think they're both
certainly
at fault,
certainly the guy who is, like, saying shit was a douchebag. The FedEx guy might not have even been a douchebag, but I think the adult thing to do is not to get into a fight with another guy while you're working.
Sure, but what if he wasn't going there looking for a fight? It just escalated quickly, and then he defended himself. I don't know. It's never as easy as 1, 2, 3. That's all I'm saying. Ryan likes to not support the black people.
Don't punch people in the face. And, like, 5, 6, 7, 8, don't be racist and mean. You know, like, it's pretty... Like, they're both douches, but you shouldn't beat people up. It didn't have to happen like that, man.
Hang on. So if somebody swings at you, what do? Just run away?
Probably.
No. What you do is you learn jiu-jitsu and you subdue them non-violently. Well, and you break their arm, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't non-violently break their arm.
Well, yeah, that's how you don't... Nobody dies with a broken arm. You just break their fucking arm.
Right. I mean, that's better than killing them, but, like, I would go with the, like, hey, look over there. And then, like, whoop, and, like, I'm getting out of here. This motherfucker's crazy.
You're
like,
going to be the easiest person to fight.
This is a 55-year-old guy who's, like, in his yard and, like, wants to beat up a FedEx guy who's driving by. Like, no, the guy's fucking crazy. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, no, that's seriously, I'm not even joking.
I know,
like,
but
I bet
I'm
you
just
most
trying
people
to,
would do that.
I'm just trying to look at it from his side. I don't want to get fired. I want to see if I can convince this guy. Whatever. I mean, what happens?
I get it.
You go up to him. You're like, I'm going to convince you. And then you, like, look over there. You fail your fucking bluff check. You try to leave. He takes an attack of opportunity. Then you're dead. You don't want that shit to happen. I mean, come on, man. Use your
brain. I can empathize with how something could go down like that for sure. I just think mistakes were made.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. That's why I'm not surprised that they're not going to prosecute, because...
Right.
The stakes were definitely made on both sides. It sucks that he died, but people die all the time from just getting hit. Like, that's why fighting is never a great first option.
That's why you practice jiu-jitsu.
Exactly. You can break their arm or choke them out and then leave them to come back later.
and like, I'm sure that'll be fine, you know.
Well, it's funny, that whole mentality of I'm going to choke somebody out, they're literally unconscious for like 13 seconds, assuming you don't kill them. And then they come back. So, but in the movies, it's like, I choke you out, and then they're just out for the rest of the movie. When they subdue the guard, it's like 13 seconds.
Sure, yeah, they take him out at the beginning of the entrance, and the guard lays down, and then, like, just you'd never worry about it again.
Yes.
But normally he'd be like, fuck, this guy just choked me out.
He's either dead or he's going to get up 15 seconds later.
But what you didn't know is that guy has, like, a breathing impairment, so being choked out just caused him to die, too.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you hold it too long, you will kill somebody. You're right, but...
Right. So I'm waiting for the time I'm going to go into Ryan's garage, and this pulley system is going to fall on me, and I'm going to die.
No, because Ryan... you just duck, and then the canoe will fall on you, but around
Ryan,
you.
Ryan's not thinking about safety in there, is he?
Oh, he definitely is. He's got small children.
Totally,
he's thinking about safety,
like,
completely.
All my things are about, like, making sure it's safe.
That's why he fucking shot down the robot idea so much, because robots can kill.
Robots might have something against us secretly.
I will lift your canoe no longer.
The robot might make me walk out to my car going like, oh man, Amber keeps like asking me to do shit, and be like, I understand, master. And like next time she walks out to go somewhere and smash, canoe. And then,
it's interesting. That's not what I
happy
got.
Happy birthday.
See, my
Mr. Master Thomas.
My
killed your wife for you.
Yours went to violence. Mine went to sexiness. I was like, I bet this robot will dress up like Ryan and be like, "Hello, wife," and she won't be able to tell because it sounds just like you. And they'd be like, and then he'll be like, "Hand that rocks the cradle, you," but robot while, and then you'll get kicked out. Forget about it.
See, well, you're imagining some very strange, like a robot that's like sexy and like looks like my wife, but like somehow normally maintains a canoe on the ceiling.
No. Listen. It normally holds that, and then one day when it's pissed off
like,
at you,
his arms. No, I'm just like, or does
you
it
leave, right? You leave. You're gone. He has sentience and he hates you, so he puts on your clothes because he's pretending to be you. Because you are basically a robot, and he is a robot, so he knows how to mimic you, and she can't tell the difference because you are a robot, and so is the robot. That's what you're missing, and then
that's
they...
Genius
yes,
about it.
Yeah, the robot's right. Too smart.
You come home, and you're like, "Amber, what are you doing?" And she look, and it's like, there's two of you, which one is real? And you're like...
I just like that image.
Me.
I like the image of a shitty-looking robot with Ryan clothes on, and she can't tell the difference.
I like it too. I like it because I'm imagining, like, she says, like, "So, you know, oh, you got the day off? That's cool. So what do you want to do?" My main imperative is to hold up the canoe. Like, what? I thought you were done with that canoe project. You made that robot. The canoe must be held up at all times and be safe for all conditions.
God
like,
damn
wow,
it, Ryan.
Fucking robot. I'm so weird. You're actually strange, honey.
And both of you are just all like, "No, he's the robot."
Exactly. No, he is the robot. I can't tell. All
right.
This would be a good movie. We should make this movie. That would be a good short. Now, that's a segue. Speaking of shorts, so I've been watching those Star Trek shorts that we talked about a while back, you know? Star Trek Discovery shorts.
Yep.
They call them shorts, but they're like 24 minutes long.
So they're like half episodes.
They're basically half episodes. I was watching, I was like, "Holy shit, this! You guys really put some time into this."
They're like, "We need some monies."
I also did hear that Sir Patrick Stewart has been a constant presence in the writing room of the Jean-Luc Picard spinoff, which makes me happy, because I'm hoping that he's like, no, Jean-Luc would never say that. Jean-Luc would say, "Go take another
more Earl Grey."
Yes.
More Earl Grey.
Hot.
He's like, no, I would say engage. No. Engage. Is it available on the N-gate?
Got about that. Okay. Talk about more stuff before we end this.
Ryan, man, what do you got? Come on, man. You got to have something good.
Dave?
No, I don't got a damn thing. I just got here.
Watch.
And I was like, done eating turkey and said, "What's up, dudes?" And that's basically it. I don't think I have anything.
Dave, what's this shadowy, sexy fucking girls here?
I don't know what's the best way to spell this. Sailor Moon has a musical, and it's coming to the U.S., specifically Washington, D.C. and New York City in March.
Wait, what?
What?
It is a Japanese musical called... Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon the Super Live.
Okay, now, I understand this as a Japanese thing. I do. I understand it. Japanese are weird and awesome. Is it going to do okay here?
I don't know.
I like when you said that.
That is a good question, huh?
But it does focus on the Sailor Scouts, and it also includes... one male actor who will play Tuxedo Mask.
Is that a character?
Yeah,
it's a
guy who wears Tuxedo.
Sorry, yep. Japan, I don't know Sailor Moon very well.
And the whole premise is that it's supposed to preach the same message as the show, which is strong women teaming up together
in short skirts.
yes.
Okay. I mean, when does it come to Minneapolis? Because I'll get tickets for us right now. They're what, probably $1.50 each, I'm guessing?
I don't know, but they have their own Instagram page, and yeah. I when I saw this make Nerdist news, I was just like, oh my god, no. Okay, we gotta talk about
it. I wouldn't be surprised if it does well. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it didn't. But I kind of feel like maybe there's an audience there.
Is there?
I guess I don't know. No, you mentioned it. Maybe it will do horribly.
I mean, like I said, I understand there's definitely an audience in Japan. Definitely an audience. This would be do killer. But they gotta know. They gotta, like, do sampling or something, right? They don't just throw shit to the U.S. and be like, good enough.
That's true.
I don't know. I wish the clip that was in the article actually had, like, actual... I mean, it's scenes of the... But it's just a music montage, but there's no, like, actually singing this here exactly what are they talking about. And when they come over, I mean, I assume it's written in Japanese. Are they going to speak English?
I had to translate the page. They're going to Paris, but that makes sense, right? Frisians. There's a shitload of Frisians over there.
Yep. Oh.
Okay. Apparently it's not up on their website yet. Maybe they're not sure about it. Oh, wait. New York, Washington.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Where is it, Minneapolis?
And it's just in March.
That's too bad.
Well, that was a weird one.
Oh, sorry, guys. Can't get you tickets for Christmas.
Sorry.
I was going to do. We're not going to Washington. All right. What else? We got anything else we're talking about? Or?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, I mean, HBO released a couple teasers for the new Watchmen series. And it's just a bunch of cop mannequins with yellow covered faces. But they are saying that it's, you know, they talk about masks saving lives, and they're kind of wondering, okay, maybe this is going to be a sequel to the original.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It nuclear war? Was it nuclear war in the movie?
See, I don't know if they're going to do like the movie or they're going to do right. Because in the comic, basically, they end up simulating an alien invasion, which, you know, it's a little easier to do in a comic.
Yeah.
And they basically have like a psychic backlash that kills everybody. While in the movie, it's a nuclear thing, and they say it's like, oh, it's all basically, it's Dr. Manhattan. Right? So if they did that, and then it's like the world comes together, but then that super right-wing publication is going through and opening up all the mail, and they find like Rorschach's diary of everything that's happened.
Okay, so it is after. That's cool. All right. Okay, well, let's be done then, I guess. If you guys don't want to talk to me anymore, we can be done. Fuck. I got shit to do. Adam, where can people get in touch with us? Adam!
That's you.
Oh, shit. Adam ain't here. Anybody want to be Adam, or should I just do it?
I've done it before. Ryan, you want me to try again?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it.
Do it, Ryan.
But you have to, your piece of paper.
You want me to do it
in my Ryan voice or my Adam voice?
I want you to do it as a robot pretending to be Adam.
Ooh, that's tricky.
I know. It's a degree of difficulty 4.8.
All right, I'll give it a shot. So ask me again now that I've seen my new persona of Robot right. Adam.
Robot Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, thank you for asking. You can reach us on Facebook at the Facebook place. You can reach us on our Google Mail. www.wxyz. Can you believe it? We are... Oh, I mean www.thegeeksnextdoor.com at .xyz.
Alright.
That's
good. Good job. The actual page geeksnextdoor@gmail.com www.geeksnextdoor.xyz if you want to get to the other shit. Facebook page, geeksnextdoor. Thank you, Robot Adam. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave, too. We're out till next week. Everyone have a good Thanksgiving. See ya.
Later.
Later.
You're completely unhelpful, though, with your contact.
I was just too in character to be, like, actually helpful.
I can understand that.